You know, I am of Mexican descent. Most Mexicans are Catholic. They're brought up in Catholic homes. And I'm glad that I had a Pentecostal parents, amen, that taught us the word of God, the truth, and holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord. Amen. And she worked very hard, her and dad, for many years in the work of the Lord. And my mother was one that was very active in the church and always working, doing something, amen, for the glory of God. And I told her, I said, Mom, you know, I believe that a Christian is like a candle. Amen. A candle wastes itself to give light to those in the room. Did you hear me? It does not benefit itself. It gives no glory to itself. It just wastes itself to benefit those, amen, that are receiving the light that it's putting out. Hallelujah. And I feel like that's the way every Christian ought to be. Amen. Is to light this little light and let it shine. Wherever the Lord puts you, shine your light. Glory to God. Folks are ashamed of the gospel and they hide it under the bed. They hide it under the bushel. But he said, put it up there where the world can see. And the darker the world gets, the brighter the light. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was talking earlier about the fact that I feel so much that we're closer to the coming of the Lord than we've been. Well, I was saying we've been preaching or trying to preach for 30 years. Amen. And I see the Lord's coming even now at hand, and I'm glad about it. I'm not scared. It doesn't frighten. It shouldn't scare a Christian. Amen. That the things that the Bible said are coming to pass. I feel like that the more we see the signs, the more happier we ought to get. Yeah. Amen. I was thinking about what they're trying to do. I'm sure you've heard a lot of preaching. You got a wonderful pastor and you're up to date on all these things. Amen. The microchip that is being used now for instead of a credit card, running your hand through the light. Amen. And don't have to have no money, no card, no check. You can just buy things with that little microchip. But anywhere that you are in the world, I understand they can locate you and know where you're at. Amen. Mexico has a flood of people that come across. If you'd go down in there and you'd see their little huts and you'd see their little shacks and you'd see the poverty, you'd understand why, amen, they try to get over to a place where there's blessings and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. But nevertheless, thinking about controlling that, they're going to come up with this microchip. Amen. So when they come across, you don't have a fake card. You either have it or you don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I believe that's the way it is with the Lord. I don't care what kind of documents you have. I don't care where you said you prayed. The Lord knows whether you're of His or not. You're not going to get through that gate if the Lord has not saved you. If you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I believe it'll detect the sin. Glory to God. Therefore, I believe we need to come daily to the Lord that God will help us. Amen. You know, the devil likes to put a root of bitterness in some people's heart. Just a little root. A root cannot be seen. A root is under the ground. A root is something, amen, that you can let it stay there for a while, but after a while it's going to grow and come out, and that's where problems arise in the church. Amen. Because we let those little root of bitterness, amen, stay in the heart. Don't do that. Get it out. Root it out. Get ready. Prepare to meet your God. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't know all about it. I'm not no scholar, no prophet. Amen. But I can see that wickedness is all around. Amen. I'm disturbed about the spirit of homosexuality in the churches today. Ooh, is that a bomb or is that a bomb? Amen. I'm telling you, I have seen in my travels, Amen. The power of the enemy working in the midst of the church. That's right. I mean, just yesterday or so, I found out and heard about another holiness supposed to be brother. Amen. Found out that he was molesting a boy. And I tell you what, it disturbs me. But it's the same spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. As I told you that he said that it would be in the last days. That spirit is here. Amen. It's arrived. It's here. And it's hid behind. And so many times, amen, we just can't hardly seem to detect it. But praise God, if you pray, I believe the Lord can tell you. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wish I could have a lot of times when I felt like it, that it was. Amen. But I want to obey the Lord. I want to be right before God. Amen. I want the Lord to help us. I feel like that we're going to have to preach the whole word. We can't compromise. We can't let down in one place. Amen. Last night we was preaching for Brother Smith, Brother Raymond Smith, and I was preaching on the subject of let's keep the narrow road narrow. Amen. We got to keep the narrow road narrow. You can't widen the road and still go to heaven. That wide road won't get you there. I don't care how much that you think you can get by, you're not going to get by the gate. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, when we begin to let up with the word of God is the time that we begin to broaden the road. Tell me, how much can we widen it and still be saved? You can't. Amen. You can't. There's no scripture. And I'm glad, praise God, that I love the Bible. How many loves the Bible? I love every scripture there is in the Bible. I have not found one verse of scripture offensive to me. The Bible said his commandments are not grievous. And when a person tries to find loopholes to get around a scripture, there's something wrong with that individual. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. It's right anyway. I can say that because I'm not around here and I don't know what you're doing and it don't matter. All I can do is whenever I'm in that place, I'm a missionary right here to Hamilton, Ohio. Amen. Glory to God. I'm to preach the word of the Lord wherever the door is open and tell the scriptures. Amen. And the Bible still says it's a shame for a man to have long hair, but for a woman, it's her glory. And when you pull up those ancient landmarks that our fathers have set, you're making the road wider. Oh, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. No, well, it ain't just like it was. No, it's still the same. What it took grandma, it'll take grandson, granddaughter. Amen. The price is still the same. You might want to cover up for them. You might want to find a loophole for them. But I'm sorry, because the moment that you broaden that road, it'll lead to destruction and it'll not lead to glory. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, they just couldn't get along together. That's all right. Let them get a divorce. And you broaden the road. Huh? And then after a while, they get a divorce right in the church. And then they marry another one. And he sits over here with another woman. And she sits over there with another man. Amen. It's of the devil. I believe the Bible said it's adultery. Woo! Hey, amen. Well, I might get thrown in jail someday or some for preaching the word of God, but it's still the truth, and it's still God's word, and it'll still take that to get to heaven. Woo! The road is still narrow. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah. Well, I was reading a little article there where the feller is talking about in North Carolina, Longwood, North Carolina. In the newspaper, it came out that I don't know how many of them got together out there and singing the praises of God, but it was a bunch of nude people, huh? And they said that they want to go back to innocence. Like in the days of Adam, like God wanted them to be from the beginning. So they stand there, amen, and sing praises to the Lord without any clothes on. How wide can you widen the road and still keep it in the church? Listen. Woo! Amen. You can't do it. One preacher over our way says, you can drink, but only two beers at a time.
Well.
No, don't drink more than two beers at one time. Just two. And it's all right to dance with the other man's wife, but just don't hug her too close. Hold her a little bit away from you.
Look out.
I'm telling you, this road, I mean, this road's getting wide. This road's getting, I mean, it's hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, why can those down the road do it and get by with it? Who says they're getting by with it? Who says they haven't reached the throne of grace? They have not reached the throne of God. They have not stood before the Lord. But it's appointed for a man once to die. And after this, the judgment. But I sure wouldn't want to wait till then to check it out and see if it's all right. Is it all right, Lord, for me to just trim my hair a little bit? Did you say it was all right? Ooh. The Bible said, amen, that the woman ought to dress in modest apparel. I mean modest. Huh? Woo! Shamefacedness. Huh? What else does it say in sobriety? And it says, talks about that she ought to not wear gold and silver. Did I read that right? Is that in the book? Maybe I read it somewhere. No, I think I did read it. I sure did.
Yeah, you read it.
Oh, but it's all right. We're in a new generation. We're a new kind of people. Just pull those pegs out and move them out a little wider and make the road even wider yet so everybody can get in. It don't matter. Just let us join. Let's fill the church up. Amen. The blind will lead the blind. And they'll all fall in the ditch. Thank God for the preacher that'll tell you the truth, that'll preach the word of God, and not be afraid or ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I love the gospel. I have not found anything that I don't like in the Bible. Amen. And I'll repeat myself if I have to. And I like for you to take it home with you. Amen. And keep it with you all the time. That if you're trying to find a loophole around something in the scriptures that just tells you point blank, amen, then I'm afraid about you. He said, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. If television is not wicked, I don't know what is wicked.
Right. Come on now.
Woo, that's right. Amen. My wife's grandfather, before he died, he'd buy us a big one. I mean, you're depriving your children. I said, I'm depriving them of hell. Huh? It's an electric babysitter. It boggles the mind, corrupts the mind. And that's why we're raising a bunch of maniacs. Amen. Hallelujah. And the children are raising the parents instead of the parents raising the children. That's why we're losing them. Praise God. Give us back, Lord, the spirit that you once put upon the saints to stand for what is right and to lead the children and to instruct them in the way that they're to grow, that when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I remember being in Oklahoma one time, and I walked in a store there. And they sold different kinds of clothing, but they sold a lot of blue jeans there. And a little boy about 5-6 years old, his mother come there, and you know, he's there with his arms crossed, and he's looking at her like, how dare you? And she comes over to the clerk and said, sir, do you remember me and my little boy? He says, yes. So you remember that about a week ago we came and bought those pair of jeans that he has on? Yes. Said, well, I need another pair just like them. You see, he likes them so much, I can't get him to take them off so I can wash them. So I think that if I buy a new pair, I might can get him to take those off so I can wash those pants. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Where are we? What's happened to the parents that's supposed to be parents? Where do we stand? Oh, praise God. I feel like the Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. And when it waxes cold, then the Bible is not as good to them as it used to be. Amen. I want to do everything in the book. Now, what am I supposed to be doing up here? Preaching or?
Amen.
I'm supposed to be taking prayer requests. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. His commandments are not grievous, the Bible said. And it goes on to say there that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. I mean, I don't have a bunch of, notes up here to tell you, but the Bible is good. The Bible is right. Amen. And I believe that we need to love God. And if we love God, I believe we'll keep his commandments. And I believe we'll keep the narrow road narrow. Yeah, you can make it wide if you want to. Go ahead. It's your choice. Somebody said there that scripture over in the book of Corinthians where he said that it's a shame for a man to have long hair, but for a woman it's her glory. But then he goes on to say there, that if there seem to be any contentions among you, we have no such customs. Amen. Well, I think that when they get that contentious spirit, they're not none of his. So I ain't going to argue with nobody. And we ain't got no, don't worry about no, those customs. Forget about them. Because you need to go back to Calvary. And you need to start over. Because you've left your first love. Or this scripture wouldn't bother you.
Sure. Right.
Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Hey, it don't bother me and it shouldn't bother nobody. Amen. None of them should. Because it's a narrow road. Now, I don't believe this road is so narrow that you can't walk on it. You know, you're not going like this trying to stay on this narrow road. No. No. Amen. This road is a comfortable road. It's a good way. It's a happy way. It's a glorious way. It's a joyous way. It's a wonderful way. Amen. It's a way of holiness and the way of truth and the way of sanctification. A life holy. It's good. It's very good. Amen. The problem comes when you want to make it a little wider. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, now, don't fall out with me, but I thought, once upon a time I met some folks, I thought they might need it to open the road a little bit. Because they made it so narrow, ain't nobody going to get to heaven.
Right.
Hallelujah. I mean, talking about a tight rope. Amen. Praise God. That one preacher got up there and he said, I tell you, we preach against women wearing men's clothing. What about this women using men's handkerchiefs? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. That's deep. That's spiritual. Because a woman happens to use a man's handkerchief. I mean, that's making it narrow. Why, they even thought that chewing bubble gum was like chewing tobacco. Ooh, I mean, it's getting tight. Why, they didn't think that a little boy or a little girl ought to just stand there and play. I mean, just play ball. Just catch the ball. No, that's sin. Amen. But this is a good way. It's a comfortable way. The Lord made it a good way, the right way. Amen. He made it a happy way. And if you follow it right, it'll lead to glory. But it's going to take the road map, and that's the word of God. If you're going to get there, you better read it. Amen. Do you think that I left my house without a map? Well, this looks, let me see, the sun's, oh yeah, well, I'll turn here. No. Amen. Praise God. Two and a half days of solid traveling. You think that, hallelujah, 12 hours one day and about 12 the next, and from sun up to sundown, you think that I'm going to go without a map? Amen. How you plan to get to heaven without your Bible, without reading God's Word? You might ought to have turned a long time ago. You might already be going down the wrong road. Amen. Because you didn't read the instructions in the book. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not mad at nobody. No, sir. I love everybody. I just love the word. You know what? I've got a real challenge before me. Our work has grown now. In Mexico, we have 25 churches. I don't pastor any of them, but I pastor 25 pastors. And that's a job. Amen. Talking about a job. Glory to God. And I believe in holiness. And I'm preaching to them and I'm teaching them and I'm telling them. And they come to me with questions on the Bible. What about this scripture? Well, what does it mean? It means what it says. My sister, I feel sorry for her. The Lord help her yet. She married a feller. He was mean to her. And he left her probably 12, 15 years ago. She's been taking care of mom. Amen. They've lived together since dad, from after dad died. And now she called me up one time and she said, what do you think? You know, he was very mean to me and he didn't love me. He beat me up. He was mean. You know that. I know that. What do you think? I said, what do I think about what? I said, could I go ahead and get married again? I said, sis, it ain't what I think. Who cares what I think? Amen. Forget about what I think. Read the Word of God. Read the Bible. Amen. And she still trusts in the Lord. I hope the Lord will help her. Amen. Because I still believe that the narrow road, amen, there's not going to be adulterers and fornicators traveling down the narrow road. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is anybody mad at me? If you are, I'd like for you to come and pray through. Amen. Because the word is not to be get mad at. Amen. And I don't think I said anything out of order tonight. Amen. I don't believe if I did, I want you to tell me. And we'll look up the map and see if we're turning right or not. Amen. Somebody said, how can I go to heaven? Well, somebody else said, just turn right and go straight. Amen. Live right. Serve the Lord right. Amen. Do what God said, and I believe that you can get there if you follow the map. Amen. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to hush. They tell me an illustration about a man who was a millionaire. This man, they said that he had a chauffeur to chauffeur him around in his new limousine. And one day the chauffeur that he had left, so he put an ad in the paper. Many came to want to take the job as a chauffeur. Praise God. Then he finally narrowed it down to four. And so those last four came into his office. And he said, I got one question for all four of you. And the one that answers his question the way I want it to be answered, he said, I will give you the job. I sound silly here, but I really believe that we need to preach against all these things. Yes. Amen. Sure. The Bible said that they were dumb dogs that could not bark. I'm barking tonight, whether you knew it or not. Yes. Amen. The watchmen were blind. Who in the world wants a blind watchman? Praise God. The truth is what you need to hear. And that's the word of God. I'm not talking about personal conviction. I'm not talking about ideas. I'm talking about the book. If you stay in the book, you'll make it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, am I supposed to take prayer requests? Amen. I believe I've done been up here a good while. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord. I want to serve Him. Told the pastor that he was scheduled to preach a dedication service of one of our churches September the 20th in a place called La Gloria, Tamaulipas, Mexico at 5:30 p.m. And he never said nothing, so I don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Lord is good. That's the 13th church that the Lord has helped us to build and for the glory of God in Mexico. And I preach the same thing wherever I go. Amen. And those Indian people, Aztec Indians, are receiving the gospel. You know, they like jewelry. They like a lot of jewelry, homemade jewelry. Amen. And that's a battle that we have, because they ask us, well, what about this scripture that is still there? Amen. The wearing of gold and silver and pearls and costly array. Whew. Amen. Costly array. Well, that all determines on your income, don't it? Hallelujah. I don't know. But thank God for his goodness. I never complain about the goodness of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And that doesn't bother me at all. I believe that God has blessed America because they've been a praying people.
Sure.
Amen. But you know, I'm afraid because I've seen a lot of foreign people coming into this country, bringing their temples and their gods.
Right.
Over in the city of the Washington area, my father-in-law lives near Washington, D.C. You would not believe the temples that are being erected, amen, for the Buddhas, for the Muslims, of all kinds and all sorts of shrines, amen, that used to be 30 years ago. I don't care just about any church you went to, amen, they love the Lord. Hallelujah. There wasn't such a thing as a bunch of different shrines and gods. And the Bible said when a nation forgets God, they'll be turned into hell. And I see Mexico opening their heart. We're working back in those places where the population might be 300, 250. Amen. There was a lady in one of those villages that was born there in a little hut with no electricity, dirt floor, grass roof. She was born there. She lived there. She never went to town. She lived to be 113 years of age. She never left her village. Town was 15 miles away. 10 of those miles, it takes us an hour and 15 minutes. I don't know if you went to Chamisal when you were with us. Amen. But it takes an hour and 15 minutes to get to the end of the river. Did you go to that? Amen. Then you have to cross the river and walk about a mile. And those people there, amen, there is a people that loves the Lord, that worships God. I remember being in a service one night, amen, little church packed full of people, and there they were. I don't know what it was. I don't know what to tell you it was. I'm not trying to, you know, say something far-fetched, but I just want to tell you that when we stood up to read the scripture, the brother read it in English and I read it in Spanish, and I was going to interpret for him. As we prayed over the word, 2 hours later, we were still praying over the word, over to God.
Woo!
And I mean, it gets hot. And I was so hot, even then, and I walked out after 2 hours, you know, of folks are praying and speaking in tongues, and I stood right outside of the hut, dark night, but I looked up in midair, and I saw about 5 or 6 little balls of fire, just gracefully moving back and forth. Amen. The little tail of the fire, you could see it as it moved back and forth. Amen. And as I looked up, Brother Henry walked out, and I said, look, Brother Henry. And when I said that, it was gone. Nothing was up there. And I said, he probably thinks I'm crazy. And I explained to him, I just saw in midair, in this dark night, about 5 or 6 balls of fire, like as if they were swaying back and forth. And he looked for a while, and looked for a while, and after a while, there was one ball that went straight up in the air, and he said, there goes one. I said, yeah, that's what they look like. There was about 5 or 6 of them. Amen. But down in that little hut, I believe the fire of God was falling. The power of the Lord was real. Amen. When those Aztec Indians can speak a different language called the Nahuatl language. Amen. I don't understand it. I understand Spanish. But when they go to speaking in tongues, I know the difference. Because there's power in the Holy Ghost.
Fire, fire, fire.
Amen. All I can remember that is about 30 years ago, I went to Texas. We held a revival for my dad. Young people were praying and crying. Amen. And I mean, they were shouting and running and speaking in tongues when all of a sudden the firemen came in with all their paraphernalia. I mean, they was ready. They said, "The fire. Where's the fire?" Amen. I said, "There ain't no fire here. I don't know there's any fire." They said, "They seen fire up